It's Tuesday, the day we read from your letters, emails, and blog comments. Our show on disordered eating touched a chord with almost everyone, men, women, athletes. Dobby Wilson wrote that she always thought of herself as immune to worries about her weight because she was an athlete. She writes, "When I felt like I didn't fit the model body type, I could always comfort myself with my awareness of all the things my body let me accomplish physically. I do remember, however, the first time I sat in a women's locker room at the gym. I surprised myself because I found myself shocked at all of the different body types I saw, women who were clearly accepted by men despite their non-model-like shapes. I guess it did get to me after all. It's a very insidious and powerful phenomenon." Our show on migraines received a huge response. Lee wrote us after a visit to his doctor, where he was discussing his chronic migraines. He wrote, "Two things that non-migrainers can't seem to understand. One, it's not a headache you can make go away. They often seem to think more aspirin, more ibuprofen, that'll knock it out. Two, in my case, they most often occur not at times of great stress, but after the stress is relieved, after a big project is complete, after a long haul of any kind of work or the like. It's not the light at the end of the tunnel that triggers them for me. It seems to be only after complete emergence from the tunnel and I'm relaxing in the fresh air that I awake at 3 a.m. with swirling pain rambling through my cranial cavity, and I know I'm in for multiple hours in a darkened room." And many wrote in with a message of hope. Janet told us, "I've had migraines since age 9. I'm in my 50s now. Both my parents had migraines. I don't like the excruciating pain, so I've always tried to find cures, and I've tried a range from non-traditional medications to the alternative, biofeedback and acupuncture. My most recent lifesaver is a new drug, but with my insurance copay, it costs me $50 for 6 pills. Now I can travel without worrying about getting a migraine on the trip, with the accompanying vomiting, severe pain, and the need for a dark, quiet room." We hope that all your headaches improve. And as always, if you've got comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.